The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Back-to-back big days have plugged up many of the buyers as Bristol Bay lives up to its reputation as a volatile volume fishery. It's been 18 years since Bristol Bay last had a 3 million fish day like Monday, and you just put another 2.6 million on top of that. Good evening, it's Wednesday, July 5th. The total run is now 19 million sockeye. I'm Dave Benninger, glad to be on board with you. Coming up, the Quijack River is finally showing some signs of life.
There's fish all the way from the dirty, muddy tidewater near Leavelock all the way to the Iliamna Lake, continuous the whole way. Came up with an estimate of about 650,000 in the river.
Travis Ellison with the latest. Plus Sergeant Scott Quist from Alaska Wildlife Troopers breaks down a series of charges filed against set netters and a tender in Pilot Point for alleged violations last year. And we catch up with the captain and crew of the Bunchy that just about went down after the record-breaking Monday in the Noosh.
The net started smoking, the biggest set we did in history, enough to sink our boat.
That's all ahead on tonight's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Programming on KDLG is made possible in part by a donation from Chamai Community Health Center, proudly serving Naknek, King Salmon, and South Naknek. For more information, call 246-6155 or online at chamaichc.org.
Let's begin with a summary of your run by the numbers. And first, a quick side note, ADF&G's Jack Erickson dropped a line today to say if that 3 million harvest day felt rare, that's because it is. He checked the records and says since 1980 it's only happened 8 times, and the last one was July 2nd, 1999. Dr. Curry Cunningham at FRI confirming that date. Jack Erickson will join us for more analysis on tomorrow's program. Total harvest yesterday was 2.6 million fish across the bay. That brings the cumulative harvest this season to 12.2 million. Escapement counted through the end of the day, Tuesday through midnight, was 1.6 million fish. Cumulative escapement, 5.4 million. There's an in-river estimate growing by the hour. As of the daily run summary from Fish and Game published at noon, total run to Bristol Bay, 18.94 million fish. Out of a preseason forecast of 41.5 million, let's break that down by district. Ugashik back in the water yesterday, posting a catch of 190,000 sockeye. Season total now 330,000. Still not much escapement recorded past the tower in Ugashik. Bit of a travel time there, but 864 was the count Tuesday. Season total 2,900 sockeye as escapement in Ugashik River. Paul Solomon puts an in-river estimate at 250,000 fish. That brings the total run to the Ugashik District to 582,581 fish out of a preseason forecast of 5.4 million. Igigik Fleet bringing in another 900,000 sockeye on Tuesday. Season total is now 4.38 million. Escapement counted Tuesday to the Igigik River, 617,000 fish. Cumulative is now 1.2 million. That's well inside the goal range for the Igigik River of 800,000 to 2 million fish. In-river estimate of 600,000 sockeye. Total run to the district right now, 6.18 million, out of a preseason forecast of 10.65 million. Naknek Quijack posting a catch Tuesday of 533,000 sockeye. Cumulative on the season is 1.25 million. Escapement numbers have changed here through the day. Let's see if we can keep up with the latest from Travis and Mary. The Naknek River escapement yesterday was 236,000 plus another 82,000 by 2 p.m. today. That brings the season total on the Naknek to 883,000. That's inside the lower end of the escapement goal range of 800,000 to 2 million fish. Quijack River took off fast today. As of yesterday, 38,000 had been counted on the daily count. That jumped to another 167,000 by 2 p.m. Cumulative is 214,000, but the bigger component is 650,000 counted as in-river estimate, bringing the Quijack River on track to meet its escapement goal range of between 2 million and 10 million fish, according to Travis Ellison, who joins us in a minute. Alagnac River counted 135,000 sockeye Tuesday. Season total is just 140,000 fish on the Alagnac. Total run to the district, as of earlier today, was 2.8 million fish. Nooshigak Fleet landing another 960,000 sockeye during Tuesday's fishing periods. Cumulative catch in the Nooshigak District, 6.2 million fish. Huge escapement days for the West Side Rivers. Nooshigak River posting 363,000 sockeye Tuesday, bringing the season total to 1.5 million. That's well over the top end of the 900,000 goal range. Wood River posting 257,000 fish past the tower Tuesday. Interestingly, another 72,000 were counted before 6 a.m. this morning. Season total on the Wood River now 1,570,000 fish. Igushig Tower counted 12,200 sockeye on Tuesday and another 3,100 as of 6 a.m. this morning. Season total to the Igushig River, 150,000 sockeye. Nooshigak Kings, 902 were counted past the Portage Creek sonar on Tuesday. Season total, 44,218. In-river goal is 95,000. Bottom end of the goal is 55,000 Kings. And the Togiak fleet landing 23,000 sockeye on Tuesday. Season total 63,300. The Togiak Tower counted 2,200 sockeye Tuesday. Season total 4,000. That pushes the district total to 67,300 out of a preseason forecast of 660,000. Getting the total catch yesterday, 2.6 million, and the total run is now 18.95 million fish to Bristol Bay. Breaking that down further, the average sockeye per drift delivery yesterday, starting with the top, Igigik Fleet, 1,808. Nooshigak posting 1,166. The Ugashik Fleet, 843. Naknek-Quijack, 666. And Togiak, 167 fish in the bins. Allocation numbers have changed just a bit here. Nooshigak District Drift Fleet accounting for 80.8% of the harvest in the district. Nooshigak Set Netters, 15.8%. Igushik Set Netters, 2.7%. And unspecified 0.7% of the harvest. Naknek Quijack Drifters accounting for 61.5% of the harvest. Naknek Set Netters 25.6, Quijack Set 12.9. In Igigik, the Drifters accounting for 85.8%, Set Netters 14.2, and in Ugashik, the Drifters accounting for 86.1% of the harvest, Ugashik Set Netters 13.9%. Let's come to vessel and permit registrations here. This in from the Dillingham office at 2:15 p.m. today. Fleet sizes are certainly changing as one might expect them to do here. Ugashik, 230 permits registered, climbing to 249 in 48 hours. That's on 170 vessels climbing to 183. 60D boats climbing to 66D boats. Igigik Fleet is 488 permits, no changes indicated. That's on 372 vessels, and 116 of those D'd up. Naknek Kwejek, going to grow quickly. 383 as of 2 o'clock today. That's permits. Climbing to 457 in 48 hours. On 331 vessels, climbing to 385. 52 D boats climbing to 72 D boats. Nooshigak Fleet, 481 permits, down from well over 600 just a few days ago. No changes indicated. Those 481 permits are on 380 drift boats, 101 D boats. And Togiak, 42 permits on 42 vessels. None are D'd up. We have Port Moeller's test fishery catches for today. After yesterday's highest catch of the season, with a daily catch index of 79, again, that was from July 4th catches. Catches dropped off today down to a daily mean catch index of 22. That was 14 sockeye in the 4.5 and 32 in the 5 and an 8. The boat did not fish stations 12 and 14 in order to make more time to fish inshore in case the weather got rough, according to Dr. Scott Rayborn. Station 2 had 17 sockeye, Station 4 had 2, Station 6 had 11, Station 8 had 2, Station 10 had 14. So again, the daily index was 22, down from 79 the day before, which was up from 33, 37, and 65 the prior 3 days. The state has also published genetic composition summary for the July 2nd and 3rd catches at Port Moeller. 190 fish were analyzed. It's broken down this way. Again, these are the genetic indicators from the salmon analyzed from the July 2nd and 3rd catches at Port Moeller. 22% Igigik River, 19% Ugashik River, 14% Naknek River, 12% to North Peninsula. Nooshigak was 10.6. Alagnak, 10%. Kwejek, 6.5%. Wood River, 6%. And fractions of a percent to Igushik, Togiak, and Kuskokwim. We'll run through that one more time. Igigik, 22%. Ugashik, 19%. Naknek, 14%. North Penn, 12%. Nooshigak 10.6, Alagnak 10, Kwejek 6.5, Wood 6%, fractions Igushik, Togiak, Kuskokwim Rivers, genetics for July 2-3 catches at Port Moeller. Area M's fleet hauled in 164,000 sockeye on Tuesday, bringing their season total, or across the season total sockeye to 3.5 million so far. Note in from Bob Murphy that the Outer Port Hyden section opened at 6 a.m. this morning, will close 6 p.m. Friday, July 7th. The Ilnik section will remain open to commercial salmon fishing from 6 p.m. Wednesday until 6 p.m. on Friday. That is your daily run summary here on KDLG's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Back with you in a moment.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
Catch this show nightly at 6, replayed at 10 and 2 a.m., and online at kdlg.org. 907-842-5281 is the number to call. Fish at kdlg.org is an email to stay in touch. Very special hello to all of you listening online. Our online audience has certainly grown this year. We hope all of you remember us next week during our annual membership drive here on listener-supported public radio. Well, the Naknek Kwejek District has been waiting patient, anticipating an estimated 16 million strong sockeye run to appear. It seems it is finally showing up. I spoke with ADF&G's Travis Ellison just about an hour ago for the latest. Travis, good to catch up today. It looks like quite a bit of activity has picked up over in your neck of the woods finally. What's the latest? I hear you went on an aerial survey to check it out that way today, too.
That's right, Dave. We flew a survey on the Quijack River, and there was fish all the way from the dirty, muddy tidewater near Leavelock all the way to the Iliamna Lake, continuous the whole way. Came up with an estimate of about 650,000 in the river. So that puts us right on track for meeting our escapement goal there.
You also reached the lower end of the Naknek escapement goal today, too, after a couple of big days. Is that correct?
Yeah, between the 3rd and the 4th of July, we had 710,000 fish escapement, and there's bottom end's only 800,000, so we're in the escapement goal there now.
Incredible couple of days. How's your fleet doing so far? The catches they've posted aren't shattering any records, but I would guess things will pick up. What say you on their harvest efforts at the moment?
Given the number of boats over here, which is low, it seems like they're doing okay. I hear fishing's a little slow today, but could be because so many fish just pushed in and also because the weather is so calm out there. Right now we only have 328 vessels that can fish as of this morning, and that's really not enough if these runs keep coming strong to really slow down escapement very much. So that's one of the reasons I opened up the Quijack for tomorrow.
Do you think that your fleet is limited right now by, is there fishing limited by lack of market? It seems that's the case everywhere after a 3 million day and a 2.6 million day.
Right, that seems to be the case still today. I'm hoping by tomorrow, hopefully with slower fishing, suspensions, limits, hopefully industry can catch up by tomorrow and maybe everybody can go fishing.
Right. One more question for you, Travis. Naknek Quijack has kind of, you know, been the last to sort of really pop here, and it looks like you might do so soon. Port Moeller posted a real big day yesterday, and now is tapered off just a little bit. The genetics are in from the July 2 and 3 catches, but not July 4th. Do you anticipate that July 4th will be a Quijack or a Lagnac kind of component? And if so, what do you think your travel time is right now? How many days till you see a whole lot of fish?
I do think that is going to be a big Lagnac, Quijack, and maybe even Naknek component in there. It definitely bumped up from the on the previous sample, and timing-wise, the Lagnac and Quijack come on late. We usually see their contribution grow in that stock composition. It's been taken, I've got it to about 6 or 7 days from Port Moeller test fish to the district, Naknek-Quijack district.
So if that's the case, you might be fishing real steady for another week or so.
Yeah, probably won't. I don't think every opener will be in the full district, but right now I take a little bite out of the front side of this Quijack run, and it looks like we've got at least quite a few 6 or 7 days of fishing to go yet here. Fish coming based on Port Moeller, so you know, I think it'll be an okay season here the rest of it.
Very good news to hear from the East Side District. Glad to see you catching up and soon to surpass, I'm sure, everybody else. And I bet you'll have a few more boats registering here in the next 2 or 3 days also. Travis Ellison is the area management biologist for the Naknek Quijack District. Travis, thanks for the Wednesday update. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good one.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.
Thanks for staying tuned to tonight's program. Well, the Nooshigak District is already over its preseason forecast. That will be an interesting story to track down after the season. Find out where these fish came from. 9.37 is the district total currently out of a forecast of 8.6. In large part, it was pushed ahead because of a record-breaking night again Sunday into Monday. And as you know, as listeners of this program know, that caused several vessels a host of problems, vessels who were deck loading more than they had ever expected to catch. One of those vessels was the Bunchy, a Rawson that was towed into the harbor this morning after the crew bailed all the water out from where it had been beached near Eacock. KDLG's Nick Shalino caught up with the captain and crew to find out more.
The fishing vessel Bunchy was overloaded with sockeye on Sunday when the boat began to list and eventually take on water. The crew aboard were picked up by another boat as they were putting on their survival suits and getting ready to board a life raft. John Castile was a crew member aboard the Bunchy.
We got 50 on board, and we started listening really low in the water, and waves were coming over in the back, and everybody was scrambling to try to find the water pumps to start pumping water out.
Castile says the boat was deck loaded and estimates more than 12,000 pounds were aboard when the Bunchy started to take on water.
The net started smoking, the biggest set we did in history, enough to sink our boat.
The Bunchy's skipper is Beatrice Graywall. She says she and her crew were rescued by the fishing vessel Anne Louise.
Next thing I know, there's a boat there. So we skipped, hopped onto the bow of their boat and kind of looked around. I was very distraught. I didn't want my boat to sink. I kept praying, come on, Bunchy, don't sink, don't sink.
And the Bunchy did not sink. The Anne Louise was able to tow the Bunchy to the beach before the boat became fully submerged. The crew came back to the boat the next day to set the anchor and bail out the water. The Bunchy was towed into Dillingham Harbor early this morning.
Well, the boat's done. I wouldn't mind getting on another boat, D-ing with somebody. I'm sure my son wants to get on a fishing vessel and fish. John Castile, if he still wants to fish. And we're looking for a partner boat if they want a D-boat and they need a crew.
Both Graywall and Castile say they are thankful for all who assisted in the rescue of the Bunchy and her crew. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.
Next up tonight, the Alaska State Troopers posted last Friday that InCorp Services had been served with a summons to appear at the Naknek District Court. InCorp Services is the registered agent for the Cape Gregg, a fish buying and processing company that operates in Bristol Bay. A 14-count criminal complaint filed by Alaska Wildlife Troopers from King Salmon alleges that during the 2016 fishing season, Cape Gregg failed to provide required information on fish tickets, entered false information on fish tickets, and purchased fish from a seller who did not hold a valid limited entry permit. The permit holders consisted of Victoria Rothstein, Nancy Flinsberg, and Samantha Bonador. Joining me now for more is the Alaska Wildlife Trooper Supervisor in Bristol Bay, Sergeant Scott Quist.
This is an interesting case that comes from last year's investigative work near Pilot Point. Can you give a kind of a broad brush stroke of what this case was about?
Sure. Last year, we started an investigation out of the village of Ugashik, and it involved a commercial fishing operation that started delivering fish down in Pilot Point, in large part because there were no tenders available in Ugashik. And the commercial fisherman, the permit holder, was charged with a variety of offenses relating to the delivery of fish. And what happened was that the permit holder was sending crew members to the tender to offload fish, and fish tickets were being generated without the permit holder being present.
Not only the permit holders, but it looks like also the tender will be charged with some violations. Is that correct?
That's true. The company that was operating the tenders has been charged with some offenses, and they have legal responsibilities for collecting appropriate information and providing that to fish and game.
Do you and your officers see similar practices being repeated elsewhere in this fishery?
We know that it occurs in some places, but in large part, people know exactly what they need to do. They understand what their responsibilities are as permit holders. So although it occurs, I wouldn't say that it's a common occurrence.
Okay. In your mind, what was going on here, and where could it have been stopped or prevented prior to this? It looks like the permit holder didn't really want to participate in the fishery, but still be running a site or something like that.
Yeah, it's very important for the permit holder to be present and supervising any operation, whether it's a drift gill net operation or a set net operation. I mean, the permit holder is the person that's responsible for everything that happens on that site, whether it's fishing during a closed period or net markings or delivering fish. And any time a fish is delivered or delivered for transport to the processing plant, a fish ticket has to be generated. And the only way that fish can be transported or landed is if the permit holder is present. So the tender operator has to be looking in the whites of the eyes of the permit holder in order for fish to be delivered. They also have to have a photo ID. As a matter of fact, anybody that has a permit in their possession, whether it's their own permit or not, is required by law to have a photo ID in their possession. And that's just so that we can determine that the person that's operating the net and has a permit is really that person. So they have to have a government-issued photo ID.
Sergeant Scott Quist, AWT Supervisor for Bristol Bay, thanks for making time for this program. And I guess we'll check in at the end of the season and see how things go, but hopefully it stays, you know, calm and quiet for your office.
Great. Well, thank you for the opportunity to chat today, Dave. Have a good season.
And we have a couple of messages to pass along tonight. This one in from Elma Burnham. Elma says, Nooshkak Setnetter here, taking a season off. I'm unable to call during open line. This was supposed to be on the 4th. Elma, sorry we didn't get the message. But Elma wanted to pass along a message saying, wishes all her fishermen friends a happy 4th from Bellingham, from Steve and crew in Igigik to the Pink Cabin team and the boys in Igooshik. Proud of all of you. Keep it up. Stay safe. Lots of love from Elma in Bellingham. Another message here to Damian Pullman and Brady Durgan on Nooshkak Point. Riley Shewak writes in, says, happy birthday to Damian and good luck from Riley, Rachel, and Louie the dog. Hunter Berger aboard the fishing vessel Sunlight. Your mom called in just a bit ago asking us to pass along a happy birthday greeting to you out there. And Joanne Schnellbacher writes in to Adam, Luke, Max, and Jack aboard the Road Warrior. Joanne says, hope you guys are getting your share of fish. Keep working hard. Stay safe. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Love, Mom. If you have messages you'd like us to pass to the fleet on this program, fish@kdlg.org, or the telephone number is 907-842-5281. You can find all of this contact info online. In sports news tonight, the Seattle Mariners play the Kansas City Royals again tonight in the third of a three-game series. Mariners lost both the previous games, falling 3-1 and 7-3. Seattle is 41-44 in the season and third in the American League West. In tennis news, at Wimbledon, Sam Querrey beat Nicolas Basiazvili of Georgia to move into the third round. Let's try that again. Basiazvili to move into the third round of the tournament. Steve Johnson will also move on after beating Radu Albot of Moldova. If I botched that name, I hope our fishing fleet from Homer will forgive me for that. Your marine weather forecast before we go tonight. For Bristol Bay waters, east winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tomorrow, southeast 10, seas 2. Tomorrow night, north winds 10, seas 2. And Friday, southeast 10, seas 2. Back into the doldrums here. From Port Hyde to Cape Sarachef tonight, southeast 30, picking up from Port Muller east, seas 6. Tomorrow, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5. Tomorrow night, southeast 25, seas 5. And Friday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas also 5 feet. KDLG's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is dedicated to covering the greatest salmon fishery on earth. It is made possible with the generous support of our underwriters and from listeners and you, the fishing fleet. With help from the rest of the KDLG team, I'm Dave Benninger. Good night. Good fishing. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.